Nachmittag.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Or now. All right. Thank you, Dr. Bethke. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would now like to turn to a brief version of the financial figures of the group. And since I partly was involved in it, SPL will also be mentioned several times in my presentation and become of importance. Let me remind you, end of June of last year, on the 30th of June 2006, we integrated the company in the balance sheet and then later also in the income statement. Before I dwell on the figures of the year 2006, I'd like to briefly give you the figures of the fourth quarter. The one or other amongst you would certainly like to see the quarterly figures and likes to compare those. The revenues from October to December was 732 million euros and exceeded the figure of the same period last year by 16 million, that is 2%. The first time consolidation of SPL, and that's the first time I mentioned it, more than made up for the negative sales and currency effects on revenues. In the fourth quarter, operating earnings EBIT 1 rose by 5 million euros. That is 10% to almost 54 million euros. Positive effects of the foreign currency result, as well as the lower allocation to provisions, more than compensated for earnings decreases due to the price and volume factors in the potash magnesium products, as well as the salt business segments. Group earnings after adjustment for the market effect and value changes amounted to 76.4 million euros, which represents an increase of 40.7 million euros, and it's hard to say that, 114%. Accordingly, the adjusted earnings per share also improved significantly in the fourth quarter. This is also, of course, attributable to the non-recurrent deferred tax income of 41.9 million euros, which was a consequence of the reorganization of the corporate structures of the SPL Group in Chile. By the way of reminder, at the end of last year, SPL, acquired by K plus S, was merged with a company founded by K plus S for this purpose. This triggered an increase in carrying amounts for tax purposes, resulting in lower future income tax payments prompted by tax write-downs in Chile. In the consolidated financial statement of K plus S, we have a non-recurrent deferred tax income, according to IFRS, but in 2006, that is almost non-cash. This cash advantage will rather have an effect successively over the coming years. In the fourth quarter, we invested 51.5 million euros, which was 10.1 million euros, or 24% above the figure for the same period last year. The major part of the investments were in the potash and magnesium products and the salt business segments. Here, the acquisition and the installation of new gas turbines, the replacement of a winding machine, and the first-time consolidation of SPL had an effect. In the fourth quarter, the predominantly negative free cash flow prior to acquisitions improved in comparison with the same period last year due to a lower working capital requirement. The net indebtedness of the K plus S group, including long-term provisions, more than doubled during the course of the SPL takeover. A comprehensive set of figures on the fourth quarter can be found on our homepage. We wanted, and I don't know whether we did it, have some copies also outside here in the hall. If you haven't seen it yet, you might be able to see it when you leave this room. There might be some printed copies. This much on the quarter, and now let's look at the entire year of 2006. This chart gives you an overview of the good development of the revenues and earnings and is to provide the framework for my further comments. At this point, let me just note that the de-icing salt business in the fourth quarter, and we heard about it several times, both on both sides of the Atlantic, was not only weaker than in the previous year, but in Europe and in the U.S. almost collapsed entirely. Whoever did see snow this year. If one of them takes it, if you then take into consideration the follow-up hedging of our US dollar double barrier options, we are in the middle of our earnings forecast of 278 million euros. Maybe this sets the figure into a better light. In 2006, we were once again able to achieve a substantial increase in revenues of 142 million euros. About 82 million euros of this applied to the companies in the SPL group consolidated for the first time. With about 85 million euros, the price improvements we have heard about had a positive effect, so that negative volume effects, partly due to the weaker de-icing salt business in the fourth quarter, were far more than offset. Currency related, and that's very nice, all business segments were affected by that. Currency related effects on the revenues were insignificant. This is because the average rate for 2006 was 1.26 US dollars per Europe, and that was almost identical with 2006. That was only the average. The increase in revenues, as you have already seen, was also reflected in improved operating earnings. And the most important cost items have seen increases, but as we explained, the better revenue, the compensation of these increases was possible. The personnel expenses in the past year was at 664 million euros, and compared to last year, it was 1% less than in the preceding years, but still the largest amount. The decrease is mainly due to lower allocations to provisions for early retirement arrangements. Without the provision effects, pure personnel costs rose by only 2% against the previous year. The increase is attributable to the higher pay settlements under collective wage agreements, as well as the first-time inclusion of SPL. Of personnel expenses, variable remuneration accounted for 58 million euros, and that is about 9% in the last year. A greater flexibility in personnel expenses will also be sought in the future, so that depending on the earnings situation, personnel expenses as the largest cost item for the K plus S group can be influenced. We believe that the flexibility in personnel expenses is indispensable, both for reasons of profitability and in the light of our socio-political responsibility to provide employment. As to the energy cost, general price increases also have an impact on our usage of natural gas. This is the main explanation for the increase of around 50 million euros, or 32%. Accounting for more than 70% of costs, gas is the most important primary source of energy for the K plus S group. We are, of course, making every effort to counter this trend through price agreements, but also by using other resources of energy. Nevertheless, against the backdrop of general price increases, it is scarcely possible to avoid paying more to obtain energy. Therefore, we have recently started in this regard to protect ourselves against major increases in energy costs through financial instruments. The almost 10% increase in costs for outbound freight is in part also due to the price factors. However, the bulk of the increase resulted from the first-time inclusion of SPL. I would now like to turn to the currency management, as Dr. Bethke said, which also made a decisive contribution to the success of the K plus S group over the past year. Our revenues, our sales revenues, are considerably dependent on currency rates. And for the potash business, we have had a medium-term planning and currency management strategy. Our net positions are hedged for 3 years in advance. Following the takeover of SPL, we are now also pursuing the same approach for our net US dollar receipts from the salt business over there on the other side of the Atlantic. But the volume there is only a fraction of that hedged by us in the potash and magnesium products business segment. But still, we closed this gap. Many of you know that for some years we have been employing so-called double barrier options, which only remain effective if the exchange rate moves within a predefined threshold during the entire period. That's predetermined. At present, the upper knockout thresholds of our hedges are, depending on the period, 1.4 to 1.46 US dollars per euro, and the lower knockouts are not that interesting currently. That's 1.03 to 1.13. If the spot rate exceeds or falls below a knockout value, we restructure our hedging transaction if necessary in order to protect ourselves against the loss. Such restructuring measures, also mentioned at the start, we sometimes need to do some follow-up hedging. With $500 million as a hedging volume, we had a hedging rate of 1.09 US dollars per euro in 2006 on average. Against the backdrop of a weakening US dollar during the course of the year, however, the pure hedging success was subject to negative valuation effect for payment receipts during the year, as well as a receivable on the reporting date. I think it was 132, so that the result for 2006 in total, in spite of the better rates, was slightly better than in 2005. The net anticipated net receipts for the years 2007 to 2009 are also hedged using double barrier options. If no adjustments are necessary, we will have very attractive hedging rates, including the paid premiums of 1.05, 1.08, and again in the year 2009, $1.08 per euro. Now, on the financial result. While the interest income in the past year was lower than that of the previous year due to a reduced volume of investment, interest expenses rose clearly, above all following the funding of the syndicated loan taken out in connection with the acquisition of SPL. The interest result, which additionally also includes the expenses arising from the accrual of interest on pension provisions and other long-term personal obligations, as well as the accrual of interest on provisions for mining obligations, thus deteriorated by under 10 million euros. The financial result amounted to 7.4 million euros and exceeded the figure of the previous year by 1.4 million euros. This item includes, in particular, gains and losses realized from the sale of financial assets, as well as effects of measuring such items at the reporting date. In the past year, special mention should be made of the sale of a property not required for our production. So successively, step by step, we try to sell our facilities we no longer need. And it includes also one-off costs in connection with the financing of the SPL acquisition. That's tax payments and the hedging of the purchase price against the rising dollar. So our financial result is 8 million euros lower than in the previous year. In the year under review, income taxes have fallen by 18% to 70.3 million euros. A decisive factor here was the previously mentioned non-recurrent deferred tax income that arose during the course of the reorganization of SPL, amounting to 42 million euros, which was the biggest item. They result from the increase in the market value of our derivatives, but also from the use of the corporate income tax loss carryforwards still available. The healthy earnings position of recent years means that this loss carryforwards of the first quarter of this year will then be all used up. So the deferred taxes in Germany will be structurally lower and the corporate income tax will be higher, at least on the basis of the tax rates applicable today. The cabinet in Germany decided to continue reforming the tax laws, and in the next few days we will hear more what of the 6.4 billion are to be taxed or not. So we will see how that will impact our business. We don't know yet what the legislation will hold in store for us. It might still be changed, amended, and we'll let you know if we know what the results of these deliberations are. If we look at the earnings after taxes on an unadjusted basis, we can see an increase in earnings of more than 50%, 271, 164 in the previous year. In addition to the improvement of operating earnings, as well as the non-recurrent deferred tax income, the changes in the market values of the U.S.
dollar options acquired are responsible for this, as they have to be recognized in profit and loss in accordance with the IFRS on each reporting date. The relevant put profits amounted at the 31st of December to around 53 million euros net after taking into account deferred taxes at the same period last year, only to about 13 million euros. If we eliminate these market value effects, adjusted group earnings after taxes were 218 million euros. Compared with the same period last year, this is an improvement of 35%. All this shows that it is correct to present the pure operating earnings and to adjust the group earnings after taxes to take account of market value changes. The adjusted earnings per share is thus €5.29 per share, and €1.02 is due to the non-recurrent deferred tax income already mentioned several times. Eliminating this effect, earnings would have improved by 12% from €3.81 to very nice €4.27 per share. Now, briefly on the development of our cash flow. Gross cash flow reached 343 million euros in 2006 and was thus somewhat above the previous year's level. As a result of an increase in working capital, the cash flow from operating activities declined by 8%. Expenditure from investing activities, which also includes disbursement for acquisitions, increased substantially over the past year to 429.8 million euros. The decisive factor behind this were the payments for the acquisition of the SPL Group of 357.7 million euros. For 2006, we thus have a negative cash flow of 227.4 million euros. Adjusted for the acquisition expenditure referred to, it increased by 3% to 130 million euros. The cash flow from financing activities for the year under review mainly comprises the dividend payment for 2005 of 74.3 million euros and the loan of 249 million euros that was taken out. Now, some comments on the balance sheet. The acquisition of SPL and its financing have also changed the K+S Group's balance sheet picture. I will go into this on the next chart, not on this one. Here on this chart, you can see an increase in the non-current assets. This mainly concerns the assets acquired with the takeover of SPL, assets which have to be remeasured in accordance with IFRS and the goodwill. Securities and cash equivalents have, on the other hand, decreased. Well, we did help ourselves there to finance the acquisition. Except for the CTA. As of the 31st of December 2006, group's equity rose to 182.2 million euros to 1.124 billion euros. The increase is mainly due to the inclusion of the consolidated earnings for 2006. The net incurring of financial liabilities has increased non-current debt tangibly as of the 31st of December. The carrying amount of the provisions has, on the other hand, fallen somewhat as a consequence of a second CTA allocation of a good 40 million euros in the fourth quarter, although the provisions are still the largest item in non-current debt. The reduction in the amount of securities and cash equivalents on the one hand and the increase in bank loans and overdrafts on the other hand has increased the net indebtedness of the K+S Group substantially from 324 million euros to around 718 million euros. The net indebtedness also includes, at present value, the long-term provisions for pensions and mining obligations. Now, on the impact of the SPL acquisition, to make the impact on the balance sheet clear. Altogether, the balance sheet total of the K+S Group increased by 480 million euros as a result of the acquisition. With 393 million euros, the majority of this is accounted for by the assets, of which, in turn, just under 90 million euros are reported as goodwill and 235 million euros are attributable to the salt deposit. From former meetings, you probably know that the salt deposits can supply humankind for the next 5 million years. And you know that this is quite a large amount of salt. So 235 million euros of value are quite fair. The increase in the operating current asset is to a great extent offset by the reduction in the amount of cash and cash equivalents of securities. On the financial side, 136 million euros of the financial liabilities refer to non-current and 204 million euros to current liabilities, and deferred tax assets and deferred tax liabilities balance each other out almost completely. Nevertheless, the K plus S group continues to have a solid balance sheet structure and financing ratio. We thus continue to see sufficient scope for the financing of investments and acquisitions in order to further strengthen our revenue base of the K plus S group. Owing to our good results, we have been able to generally maintain our good yields of 2006 and even improve it somewhere. The return on equity on the 31st of December 2006 increased to just under 22%, compared with just under 18% in the previous year. In computing the return on equity, we related the adjusted earnings after taxes to average equity, which is also adjusted for the effects of measuring derivatives at market value after taxes. Otherwise, the development of the return on equity compared over time would scarcely be meaningful. In the past year, the non-recurrent deferred tax income was also added. Without this, the return on equity would have reached a value similar to that of the previous year. At 12.3%, the return on total investment was almost at the same level as for the previous year. So adjusted for the market valuation of derivatives. While the EBIT margin improved by 0.5 percentage points, the ROCE fell slightly owing to the increased capital employed during the course of the acquisition of SPL. The figure of 17.4% achieved is, however, nonetheless substantially more than our capital costs of about 10% before taxes, and thus confirms that the K plus S group has created value again. This also is evident in the key figure value added. The value is 119 million euros, the same level as in the previous year. On the dividend, Dr. Wittke has already commented on that, so I will not dwell on that. So from a financial point of view, a very nice, good year 2006, and I'd like to thank you for your attention.